Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that you're on the line tonight. I thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for listening tonight and for remaining awake. I appreciate that. I'm not the only night owl around here. Amen. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. On tonight, we're going to pray unto God. We know that we are approaching the midnight hour. Amen. God said there is a blessing there. Amen. We're approaching the midnight hour, and Jesus says work while it's day. Amen. He says, because when night cometh, no man or woman worketh. Is that right? And so we have approached the night, amen, and God, we are in the presence of God because we're no longer working, amen, we're in the presence of God, and I want this ministry tonight to be special. I want it to be a ministry where we just talk to God and we just thank God for everything that he's done, and we're going to do it in the form of prayer, and as I said before, we're going to play the center of my joy. But we are going to get into the very presence of God because God is getting ready to do some spectacular things. And the ministry has really matured so many people and has helped so many people in so many ways. And so we're just excited that the Lord is blessing us, and he blessed us to make it until Wednesday. We know Thursday is going to be just terrific Thursday, and Friday is going to be just fantastic Friday, and Saturday is going to be just super Saturday, and Sunday is going to be just sanctified, soul-filled Sunday, and then we're going to start back over again, amen, because that's how God is. He's just that good, and he's worthy to be praised. Without further ado, I want to go ahead and read Psalm 136, and we're going to go ahead and go through Numbers 1 through 9. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136. Numbers 1 through 9, may the Lord add a blessing to the ears, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said before, God is doing some great things. We're going to go to God in prayer tonight, and we are going to just thank God, and we're going to talk to God, and we're going to be in the very presence of God. We're going to turn off the lights, amen, and we are just going to offer up our souls unto God. We're going to offer up our hands. We're going to offer up our service. We're going to offer up our gifts, everything that the Lord has given. I decree and declare that today we give it back unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that he utilize our gifts in a way that will edify, magnify, and glorify who he is. God says that this is a time in which we're going to be able to polish our gifts, and we're going to be able to continue to focus on him, on the good things. He says that, you know, he likens us to horses. He says horses are distracted very easily. Amen. He says because horses are quick and they're tall and they have stamina, he says. And, you know, horses always carry people. Amen. He says horses always carry people. We're going to talk about a message on horses. The Lord is showing me a vision. He says, you know, he says you're always carrying people. People are always, you know, you're always carrying people. Because God says that he won't put more than you can bear. He says you're always carrying people. God hasn't really revealed what that means, but he says you're always carrying people. And what that means in the Word of God is that God wants us to be of service, but he also wants us to rest as well, right? And so he says you're always carrying people. And so in this particular message, as we look at, or as we have this symbolism of a horse, God says that it's okay. It's okay to carry people, he says. But he says, make sure that you're also resting. It's very important because God is getting ready to turn some things around. He's getting ready to do some things in our lives. And I already feel it. You know, God says, you're going to have to, he says, focus, continue to focus on me, and you will reach success. He says, anything that's not of Christ, anything that you're focusing on that's not of Christ, he says, is irrelevant to the will of God. And you have to know what's relevant and what's irrelevant. And so God says, continue to press forward. And so we're going to get into the presence of the Lord. I'm going to turn off the light. We're going to get into the presence of the Lord. And we're going to be sincere in our prayer. And we're going to really ask God, because God wants to bless us. He loves us that much. God says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He says that he will never do anything that would harm us. He would never do anything that would cause us to doubt who he is. And so we serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Because we serve a mighty God, we're able to make it through. And God says no matter what's going on around, he says you remain focused on the will of God. He says, and when you remain focused, you'll be successful. And God says that we're going to be able to utilize the resources that we already have. God says that sometimes the blessing is not in movement, moving to different areas. He says the blessing is movement in a familiar place. He says movement, advancing in a familiar place. And so when he talks about a familiar place, he's talking about your environment. He's talking about the resources within your environment. He's talking about the resources outside of your environment. And so without further ado, we're going to get into the presence of God. I'm going to set this atmosphere up as the Lord is showing. And we're going to pray unto our Father. We're going to get into the very presence of God. We're going to be sincere, and we're going to pray for our youth, and we're going to pray for the adults. We're going to pray for ministries. We're going to pray for breakthroughs, because God is getting ready to bless us real good. And we just want to make sure that we are ready for the Lord's blessings. As I said before, the Lord is showing a horse, and he says, you can't worry about footman things. We're going to get into the very meditation of God right now. You can't worry about footman things. You can't worry about things that are irrelevant. He says that as you are serving people, leading people, guiding people, he says, you must be sure that you wear your blinders, he says, because there are a lot of distractions from the will of God, he says. But if you wear your blinders, which is the household of faith, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he says, he will lead you to the place that you are supposed to be. So we are horses, he says, servants of the Most High God. We are servants of the Most High God. And we're going to go into prayer right now. We're going to ask God to not only bless ministries and bless people, but we're going to ask God to bless the horse spirit, that spirit of a horse. God says that we are workers, we are horses. He says we have a lot of stamina. We can run and not grow weary. We can walk and not faint. We can carry many people. He says you will carry many people. He says, and as you carry many people, he says horses rarely grow tired. He says, but they always need to rest. He says you have to, once the ride is over, he says, then you must rest. Horses, if you notice, horses are very, they're not thin, but they're very fit. He says you are fit. He says the reason why you have to carry people is because you are fit to do it. He says he has called you, he's ordained you to do it. You wonder, how did I end up with this? God says, because you're fit to do it. He says your niche, he says everybody is not fit to do what he has called you to do. He says, so therefore, you are a horse. He says, not only are you a horse in that you can run and not grow weary, he says, but when you walk, you don't faint. He says, because you're carrying so much. You're carrying so many people. And he says, you will be great. He says, you're just like a racehorse. He says, once you put the blinders on, he says, you are able to go to your destination. You are able to run. You are able to run without distractions. He says, now there will be others beside you. There will be other horses who are on the track. He says, but you are the chosen one. He says, and because you are the chosen one, you have to remain focused. God says that everyone is not in the same season. Everyone is not in the same area. He says, and people will begin to get a little uncomfortable. He says, because they get scared when it's not their season. And so because it's not their season, people just stop and they quit running in the race. But God says, you are not like so because he has called you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for this particular moment, this particular hour that we are sitting and kneeling in the presence of you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the divine call, Lord. We thank you for our eyes to continue to be focused. We thank you for our mouth to speak the truth, the word of God. We thank you for the obedience in our mouth, Lord. We thank you for our hands which serve the people. We thank you for our heart which is not cold but is warm with love, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our feet which walks in the right path and in your will, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the God who you are, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us and keeping us all day long, Lord. And now that we are in the nighttime and some people are working, but in the spiritual realm, God says that no one will work at night. And we thank you for helping us to burn the light, Lord, for you, because we are the shining light. We thank you, Lord, for the revelation of being horses and having to carry people, Lord. We ask that if we get tired, would you give us the energy, would you give us the strength to continue to lead and carry? Lord, we thank you for the calling. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the blinders, the spiritual blinders, and we thank you for the relevancy of life, Lord. We thank you for the relevancy of focusing on what needs to be focused on. We ask that you remove anything that's not like you, Lord, and put something in that's of you, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for our family and our friends. And we thank you for those who may be going through something. Lord, we ask, would you touch their situation? Would you touch their minds and their hearts, Lord? We pray for those families who have lost loved ones and those who do not know what to do, Lord. We pray for each and every one of them. Then, Lord, we ask, would you just continue to help us to highlight individuals on the Love of Jesus ministry, Lord, and help this ministry to go as high as you would want it to, Lord. We are available. We surrender our minds and our hearts unto you. And we thank you for the rich word that you always have upon these lips of clay. Lord, we thank you for the ministers and the churches, and we thank you for the church that's within our heart, and we ask that you bless it to continue to grow so that men and women, boys and girls may know who we belong to when we go out into this evil and destructive world, Lord. Then, Lord, if we have anything in our hearts that's not like you, we ask that it be removed. We ask that you continue to just wrap your arms around us and your shield of protection, Lord. And we ask that you continue to lead us and guide us in the right direction and help us to do your holy will. Lord, we ask that you bless those in the hospital, those coming out, Lord, those who are thinking about going in. We ask that you bless each youth and each child, Lord, and each adult, and that you help us to be the vessels that you would have us to be, Lord. That you help our mouths to be an instrument for you, Lord, and help us to recognize and understand that because of you, we're able to live, move, and have our being. We're able to reach success. We're able to walk in the will. We're able to remain in the race. We're able to carry many people. We're able to lead. We're able to walk and not grow weary. We're able to run and not faint. Lord, we just ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us and uplift us and keep us, Lord, in your care. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer into the atmosphere, we ask that we never be relinquished from your sight, Lord. We thank you for each thing you've done, Lord, and the things you're going to do, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Right, so we finished our prayer session with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but I want to give you what the Lord has given me because I want to talk to the group that is walking in the will of God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty and a powerful God. We serve a very mature God, a God who helps us remain in character, a God who helps us as we deal with the world. We deal with that type of God, and God says that this particular group who is walking in the will of God is likened unto a horse. And not only are you able to carry people, not only are you able to focus when you put on your spiritual blinders, but God says that you are fit to handle the world. And he goes on to say that there will be many people around you, but because you're so fit, and because you're able to carry so many people and lead, he says that you're not going to go back. You're not going to go backwards. You're not going to lose focus. He says because he has already dressed you. He says, and you have a covering upon you. Horses have coverings. And he says his covering is up on us. So therefore, everything that you say, everything that you do, everything that you touch will be blessed. And God is ready to do more things. And he says, don't worry about any setbacks. Don't worry about anyone who's just having a not so good experience. He says, because they too are able to experience the goodness of God, but select not to for whatever reason. He says, and your disposition is not to judge or not to dislike someone. He says, but your disposition is to love and to continue to move forward and focus on our Lord and Savior. God is getting ready to do some great things for each group we name, the group who's walking in the will, the group who's getting dressed, and the group who's thinking about following Jesus. And God says, in all three of those packets, he's with you. He says, but you're going to have to make a choice, horses, that you're going to continue to stay focused and walk in the will of God. He says, when a horse races, the horse has to continue to move forward. Right? And he says, you are still carrying people as you move forward. He says, that is why you're so blessed. Because you're not just running alone. He says you're carrying so many people that you know and people that you don't even know, but you're carrying those people. He says, and when your race is done, when you cross the finish line and he tells you, well done, and when you kept your eyes on the prize, He says that you're going to be a legend. And people will continue to remember you after your big win. Continue to carry people. That's how people get to the next level. And so we serve a powerful God, horses. And so this month and next month, God says he wants us to continue to be horses. And he says, don't worry about the footman stuff, the irrelevant stuff. Don't worry about negative people. He says, stay in the race and keep your focus. He says, and continue to carry people. He says, don't get selfish when he starts blessing you in a mighty way. He says, but continue to carry the people. And he says, he will go before you everywhere you go. And as you leave, he will be with you. Amen? And that's the type of God that we serve. That's the type of God that I serve. Because we have to be equipped to run. And God says that the race is not given to the swift. He says, but it's given to the one who endures to the end. So even if you're in that group of horses, it doesn't matter what place you're in. He says, as long as you remain focused, and as long as you carry people, and as long as you continuously run, he says, you're going to be a winner in Christ Jesus. Amen? I'm so happy that each and every one of you joined the Love of Jesus Ministry tonight. Believe it or not, this concludes what the Lord has given. And it's very powerful because, as I was telling my cousin, who's also on the line, I was telling her, this really helped. This really helped me because, you know, I like to help people, and God is talking to me, and I know he's talking to you as well. And so as you go about the rest of this week, I want you to keep your eyes on God, keep your blinders on. You can't worry about the negative people in your life. Some people, and when I talk about that, I'm talking about people you work with. I'm talking about people that, you know, when I say you work with, I'm speaking about people that you interact with, right? You have to find positive people, and you have to stay focused, carry people, and keep running. And this really helps because God says that we're horses, okay? So as we conclude, I'm going to let this music play because it's very comforting. And I really thank each and every one of you for tuning in. If you want to say something, you can. If you just want to sit there, that's fine too. But I want you to know that we serve a powerful and mighty God. And God says that let everything that has breath praise his name. Amen. So I thank y'all so much for listening. And I have some announcements. And after the announcements, I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, bloggers, journalists, anyone who's going to be at the Stellar Awards. Please Facebook AFREDALOVE at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for all of your family members. I think we're up to 260. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. And make sure that you pray for those you know and those you do not know. I was reading in the newspaper, and I'm going to be very brief, where three brothers ranging from ages 1 to 5 were slaughtered by someone. And they lost their lives this morning, I believe. And so we never know. You never know the day nor the hour. That's why it's so important to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But just pray for other people. Make sure you mark your calendars for the second week in June as we have our youth talent show, and we're going to also have an adult talent show as well.
And we're going to have people from all over Texas come out and show their talent that the Lord has given unto them. So in addition to that, just make sure you mark your calendars. Make sure you continue to pray unto God and you ask God for what you want. Seek, you know, seeking you shall find, and you should be seeking God. Knocking, the doors will be open unto you. So just make sure that you pray unto God and that you continue to stay encouraged. And in conclusion, you know, if you're in that group of horses, make sure that you, God says, there's three things you need to do. Make sure that you run the race. Amen. He says, do your best when you're running. You know, as a runner, when I was running, I always thought in my mind, I says, I'm running for a purpose. I'm running to win, not to win against people, but I'm running to beat my time. I'm running to beat my personal best. And when you begin to compete with yourself, you get better. Because if you try to worry about the Joneses and the Smiths and all those other good people, then that may not be your potential. Your potential may be greater or it may be less. And so you have to compete within yourself. So each day of my life, I always compete with me because I want to get better. I want to grow better. And I want to see results. I want to see that I am progressing, okay? And I'm not, you know, I don't measure my success, you know, according to someone else, okay? So make sure that as a horse, and these are the people who are walking in the will of God, that you remain focused. You remain focused. God says remain what? Focused on the prize of the highest calling. The prize is your success, the will of God. He says, so remain focused. Then number two, he says, you're going to have to put on blinders because you're going to have people on both sides of you. He says, don't get discouraged. He says, because there are some people who just don't like their lives. There are some people who just don't know God. He says, but you were chosen. And you have a responsibility. It's not your responsibility to hate people, to dislike people. Your responsibility is to love people, but keep moving. And man, he says, keep running because you have a job to do. There was a song that says, if you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I have a race to run, and I'm running by faith. Because at the finishing line, I'm going to see God's face. Amen. So you don't have time for the little small things, the people around you who are negative, if that's the case. You don't have time for that. You got to put on those blinders, and you have to keep moving forward as the horse did. And sometimes you're going to have to run. And when we say run, we're speaking about you have to move at a pace that the Lord wants you to move because the Lord wants to hurry up and give you a gift, and he wants to pour you out a blessing. Okay? So make sure that's number two. Then number three, God says, as you're running that race, right, as you're running, he says, you're going to grow tired. You know, any runner, even if you're in the best of shape, you're going to grow tired. He says, you may fall down some. He says, but you're going to get back up and keep running. I want you to watch Chariots of Fire. He says, you're going to get back up and you keep running. He says, you don't quit. Don't ever quit. He says, don't give up. He says, you keep running in the race. He says, get up. Don't quit. It's going to get hard. Yeah, it's going to get hard. But guess what? God ordained you. He put you out there. And for all those horses and millions of people, and believe it or not, when I say millions of people, that's not just making that up. There are people watching, people looking up to you that you don't even know. You have no idea who they are, but they know who you are because God has called you. And so you have to keep running because if you give up, then they're going to feel like they're entitled to give up. So whatever it is, wherever you are in your situation, whether it's you're having difficulties in whatever area of your life, God says, don't give up. He says, stay in the race because he has something for you at the finish line. Now, I'm going to say one more thing that the Lord showed. As a runner, as a horse, you're going to get tired, and you're going to need some water. You know, you're going to need that, and you're going to need to take care of your needs, but you're going to need some water. And God says that when you drink of the water, you shall thirst no more. He's talking about when you're baptized. He's talking about when you drink of the living water. He says that everything that has breath should praise the Lord. So don't forget to praise the Lord as you're running. Because if you praise the Lord, he will give you that extra strength that you need. So when you hear, before you put on your blinders, and if you hear something negative, God says to praise the Lord to give you strength. Right? He says, because people, negativity drains your energy. He says, but your strength comes from him. Your strength comes from his word. Your strength comes from your praise. That's why when people say, people, God didn't say it, but they say when praises go up, blessings come down. Right? And the whole point of it is if when you speak to God, God hears you. That's all it is. And he sets you free of your oppression. People can be oppressed without
being a victim because they listen to, they have to be around negative people. And you hear that key word, have to. You may be an organization, you have to be around negative people, right? But you, God says he called you, and you must remain positive. You must love thy neighbor as thyself. That is what you're supposed to do. So remember, and I'm very excited about this harsh lesson that I'm going to give later on, because I didn't know that the Lord correlated us to horses. That is very, and believe it or not, I love horses. So that's wonderful. So if you're walking in the will of God, God has given you the character of a horse. And I want you to read about horses, and I want you to look at how beautiful they are when they run in the water and when they just gallop, and how they carry people. God wants you to continue to carry people and carry the word of God. So without further ado, if someone asks you, and be sure to join us tomorrow as we have Miss Kimberly Jenkins from San Antonio, Texas, and we'll have Miss Evangelist Evelyn Green, who will help interview her on tomorrow. So be sure to listen tomorrow at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you live in Hawaii, which I have a couple of actresses who are coming on who live in Hawaii, if you live in Hawaii, the time will actually be 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 a.m. So if you want to join us at 2 a.m., hey, I'm down for it. So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow at 9 o'clock, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the Internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.